A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been considering the Word of God from 2 Peter chapter 1, from verse 2 to verse number 4. The Bible says, God, according as his divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. God has given unto us all things. But the question is, how do I obtain those things that God has given to me? And that is what we want to consider. How do I obtain what God has given to me? God has given me all things. How do I obtain them? Let me make some truths known unto you, dear listener. Truth number one, God is a good God. You must understand that God is a good God. Whoever will obtain anything from God, whoever will obtain the things that God has planned or prepared for him, must first understand that the God we serve is a very good God. God is good. In Psalm 73, verse 1, the Bible says, truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. Understand that God is good. An understanding of this will help you in whatever situation you find yourself, in whatever you are going through in life. God is good. When you are going through a challenging situation, please note that God is good. Understand that God is good. Even when I am going through trouble, God is good. When I'm having challenges with my marriage, God is good. If I just lost my job, God is good. I am trusting God for an employment. I have not found one. God is good. In spite of the many applications and many trials, I have been faced with rejection and refusal. God is good. Let this sink into your spirit, man, and understand it with your subconscious that God is good. An understanding of this is very important, very critical for you to obtain those things that God has prepared for us. Those things are all things that God has made available. God is good. Have that understanding. Our God is a good God. Secondly, you must understand that God is a God of promise and fulfillment. Anybody who will obtain anything from God must understand that God is a God of promise and fulfillment. He promises and he makes his promises good. He's a God of performance. He is a good God. In 2 Chronicles chapter number 6 and verse number 4, the Bible says, and he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who hath with his hands fulfilled that which he spake with his mouth unto my father David. Blessed be God. God spoke with his mouth and he performed it with his hands. So we must understand that God is a God of promise and fulfillment. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12, Jeremiah said, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. God said, I will hasten my word. I will hasten my promises to perform it. Someone is listening to me this morning. You have been holding on to the word of God. You have been holding on to the promises of God for such a long time. I make bold to tell you by the Spirit of the Lord that the season for the fulfillment of the word is now. God said, I will hasten my word to fulfill it, to perform it. God will hasten his word to perform it. Every promise of God that appears to have been delayed in your life will speedily come to fulfillment, will speedily come to manifestation. God will hasten his word to perform it. The word of God, the promises of God for your life will no longer be delayed. God will bring it to pass. God will bring it to fulfillment. God will perform as he has promised. So understand that God is a good God. Secondly, that God is a God of promise and fulfillment. Number three, you must understand that he has given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. According to that word, God has already given these great promises. What we are waiting for is their manifestation in your life. The promises of God are sure from generation to generation. God's promises, God's word stands sure. What you are waiting for in your own life is the performance, the delivery, the manifestation of those things that God has promised. He has given you, not that God is about to give, not that God will give, not that he intends to give. He has given. He has given unto you and unto me exceeding great and precious promises. And these great and precious promises will be performed. They will all be fulfilled by the power of the living God and by the Spirit of the living God, by the grace of God that is at work in your life. Point number four, the man who will obtain promises and blessings from God must understand that he is a child of promise. You are a child of promise. I am a child of promise. We are children of promise. In Galatians chapter 4 and in verse number 28, Paul writing to the Galatians said, "Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. Just as Isaac was a child of promise, you are also a child of promise. And the promise of God for you, or his promises for you, will never fall to the ground. All will be fulfilled." Understand point number five, that God's promises never fail, no matter what happens. In 1 Kings chapter 8 and in verse number 56, the Bible says, "Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promises, which he promised by the hand of Moses, a servant." Notice from this verse of scriptures that God gave the children of Israel rest, an assurance that his promise will come to pass. And the Bible says, according to all that he promised, there hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses. None of those things that God promised failed. In Joshua chapter 21, verse 45, the Bible says, "There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass." I love that emphasis. All came to pass. Nothing failed of all the promises of God to the house of Israel. All came to pass. You must understand that God's promises never fail. Everything may fail, not the promises of God, not the word of God. Heaven and earth may pass away, not a tittle or a jot of God's word will go unfulfilled. Dear listener, God has given you exceeding great and precious promises, but how do you obtain them? It is understanding that God is a good God, having this assurance that God is good, and that God is a God of promise and fulfillment, and that God is able to fulfill that which he has promised. Don't forget, he has given unto you exceeding great and precious promises. Remember also that you are a child of promise, and that God's promises to every child of promise will never fail. His word will never fall to the ground because of the immutability of his word. God is unchanging. He's unable to change. He's not susceptible to change. He is not susceptible to change. He cannot change. And so his promises for you will definitely come to pass. You will obtain those things that God has promised you. Have this understanding. Wait on God. Wait for the promises. It will surely come to pass. It will not be delayed, not anymore. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, "God, I know you are good. You are a good God. You are good to Israel. You are good to me." Lift up your voice and worship God because he is good. "I know you are good. I know you are faithful. Your faithfulness never fails. I appreciate you, Father. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name." I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to pray and say, "Father, let your promises begin to find fulfillment in my life and in my destiny, in my family also. Let every promise of yours begin to find fulfillment." Lift up your voice and pray. And Father, I pray that your word will begin to find fulfillment, that your promises begin to find fulfillment in my life and in my situation. Let your promises, let your word begin to find fulfillment. fulfillment and performance in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let none of your promises for me fail. Let none of your word fall to the ground. Let all come to pass. Lift up your voice and pray. My Father, my God, I pray that none of your promises for me will fail, that none of your words will fall to the ground. Let your promises for me begin to find fulfillment in the name of Jesus. I thank you, eternal God, in Jesus' precious name. Lift your voice and pray. Say, Father, this week, show yourself faithful on my behalf. Show yourself mighty on my behalf. Show yourself able on my behalf. Lift your voice and pray. My Father and my God, I pray that this week you will show yourself faithful on my behalf, on behalf of my family, on behalf of my children. Show yourself faithful. Show yourself able. Show yourself mighty. Manifest your greatness in my life, in my family, in my business, in my situation this week and beyond, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the Lord will show himself good on your behalf. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the promises of God begin to find fulfillment in your life and in your destiny. I declare that your season of fulfillment has come. Your time for fulfillment has arrived. None of the promises of God for your life will fail. None of the words of God for you will fall to the ground. All will come to pass in the name of Jesus. And I pray in that name that is above all names, that God will show himself faithful on your behalf. He will show himself mighty on your behalf. He will show himself able on your behalf and on behalf of your family. This week shall deliver great things unto you, and God's name will be glorified. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later today at 5:30 p.m. for our in-depth and analytical teaching of God's Word, Ezra Project. You may wish to join this Bible study program on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Follow me on social media. My handles on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook is at Yemi Graceman, or on Twitter at Reverend Graceman. Remember to join me for Family Life Affairs, 10 a.m. this Friday on all our social media handles. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.